From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're happy that you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 7, verses 2 through 12. In the previous chapter, Israel, under Joshua's command, had achieved a mighty victory in the overthrow of the city of Jericho. In chapter 7, however, we find them suffering a humiliating defeat at the hands of the citizens of Ai. In previous broadcasts, Dr. Cairns focused on the sin of Achan, who had taken that which was forbidden by the Lord. He and his family paid the ultimate penalty, but not before a number of Israelites had been slain in battle. In a message entitled, A Warning Against the Sin of Presumption, Dr. Cairns shows how Joshua and the army of Israel fell victim to an all-too-prevalent sin among God's people. Forgetting that it was the Lord who had given victory over Jericho, Joshua and his warriors presumed that they could make short work of Ai without bothering to seek God's guidance and help. Their sin was essentially the sin of pride, which is the root of presumption. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 45 and verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. The entire person of Jesus is but as one gem, and his life is all along but one impression of the seal. He is altogether complete, not only in his several parts, but as a gracious, all-glorious whole. His character is not a mass of fair colors mixed confusedly, nor a heap of precious stones laid carelessly one upon another. He is a picture of beauty and a breastplate of glory. In him all the things of good repute are in their proper places and assist in adorning each other. Not one feature in his glorious person attracts attention at the expense of others, but he is perfectly and altogether lovely. O Jesus, thy power, thy grace, thy justice, thy tenderness, thy truth, thy majesty and thine immutability make up such a man, or rather such a God-man, as neither heaven nor earth hath seen elsewhere. Thy infancy, thy eternity, thy sufferings, thy triumphs, thy death, and thine immortality are all woven in one gorgeous tapestry without seam or rent. Thou art music without discord. Thou art many and yet not divided. Thou art all things and yet not diverse. As all the colors blend into one resplendent rainbow, so all the glories of heaven and earth meet in thee and unite so wondrously that there is none like thee in all things. Nay, if all the virtues of the most excellent were bound in one bundle, they could not rival thee, thou mirror of all perfection. Thou hast been anointed with the holy oil of myrrh and cassia, which thy God hath reserved for thee alone. And as for thy fragrance, it is as the holy perfume, the like of which none other could ever mingle, even with the art of the apothecary. Each spice is fragrant, but the compound is divine. O sacred symmetry, O rare connection of many perfects to make one perfection, O heavenly music, where all parts do meet in one sweet strain to make one perfect sweet.
Lord Jesus.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're returning today to the seventh chapter of the book of Joshua. Going through Joshua, we have been in chapter 7 for some time, and we have concentrated on the story of Achan. Today we want to look at verses 2 through 12, where Achan will really have hardly more than a mention. Joshua chapter 7. Verses 2 through 12. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Avon, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round, and cut off our name from the earth. What wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to this reading from His own precious word for His name's sake. Israel felt very confident as her armies approached the city of Ai. She had just defeated the great stronghold of Jericho. And what was Ai after that? Ai's defenders were but few. Her defenses were comparatively weak. She didn't pose much of a difficulty to the mighty men of Israel's tried and proven armies. 3,000 troops would be enough to do the job, for after all, Ai was an easy proposition. That was the military wisdom of Joshua and his commanders. And seldom have such wise commanders made a more fatal error of judgment, and Israel paid dearly for their folly. Instead of taking Ai so easily, Israel found her armies humiliated and routed. Now, we know that the overriding reason for the defeat was the presence of Achan's accursed thing hidden in the camp of Israel. However, it would be all too easy in looking at Joshua 7 to focus solely on the sin of Achan. We have given it large attention because it is the largest reason for Israel's abysmal failure here. However, the trouble went deeper than one man's sin. Achan's sin was not the only sin that contributed to the failure and defeat of Israel at Ai. That becomes very clear when you consider that Israel, even including Joshua, had no idea whatsoever that the Lord had departed from them until after their failure at Ai. Now let that sink in. Joshua and his entire people were obviously out of fellowship with God. His especial presence had been withdrawn. His favor and his power were no longer among them as before. And yet, They didn't know it. Now the question immediately arises, why didn't they know it before setting out on their escapade at Ai? And the answer to that question, I feel, will lay bare their folly and their sin. The answer, I believe, is that they were so confident after the triumph at Jericho that they hadn't even bothered to seek the Lord before setting out to battle against Ai. Before Jericho, we read that Joshua had gone out and he had got alone to view the city and to meet with the captain of the Lord's host. There alone with God, Joshua had made the great preparation for the battle against Jericho, and he had received final divine instructions. There is no such scene before the battle of Ai. It appears to me that the children of Israel were guilty of carnal self-confidence, the sin of presumption, and that presumption led them to a humiliating defeat. The lesson should be clear to all of us, for we all have battles that we have got to fight, fights that will not go away, conflicts we must engage in. Some seem to be like the Battle of Jericho, so great and challenging. Others seem to be like the battle at Ai, relatively small and insignificant. We all, however, have these battles to fight if we're going to enter into the full enjoyment of the inheritance that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will discover, like Israel, that the sin of presumption always brings God's people down to defeat. You think in church history, the church in the city of Rome was a glorious church, a church born right under the nose of the devil and his strongest cohorts, a church that raised a standard that caused a testimony to Christ to ring around the world. Paul could write to them and say that their faith was spoken of throughout the whole world. It was a church that soon rose to leadership in the churches of Christ because of its stalwart courage, its devotion to Christ, its orthodoxy, its evangelism, its fire for Jesus Christ. It would not deviate. A great, strong, Christ-honoring church in the capital of the world, built right in the shadow of the throne of the Caesars. However, in due time, that humble servant of Christ was led astray through luxury and worldly power, so that she replaced the power of God by the authority of man. And after some time, though she maintained and does maintain the name and many of the activities of a church, in reality, she was utterly defeated and became an apostate and a monster. The same lesson, presumption leading to destruction, has often been noted on the individual level. I could cite the case of many men. I think of a young man who set out apparently humbly upon the Christian ministry. He gave himself to study and he gave himself to work. He thought that he had been blessed, and soon, becoming enamored of his own imagined talent, he went on in the strength of that talent. He lost out with God. And though he preached, he never prayed and boasted that he could do the work of the ministry that way. But that presumption led to his utter destruction. Not only did he lose his ministry, but he lost everything else in this world that's worth having. And today is on the scrap heap. Presumption led to destruction. So I want us to turn to the passage we have read. And I want us to focus on this lesson as I raise to you what God has raised to me. That is a warning against the sin of presumption. Let me note first of all that presumption is rooted in pride. We read in verse 3 that they returned to Joshua and said unto him, "Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few." There's the voice of pride. Their thinking is very clear. If we defeated Jericho with such ease, surely we're not going to have any difficulty with this little city of Ai. Now, of course, intellectually they knew that it was the Lord who had given them that victory at Jericho, and they presumed, of course, that he would do the same again, even though they had not bothered to seek his face about it and get his guidance about it and find out about the sin that had come into their midst. They simply presumed on the presence, favor, and power of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.